know I got soul, baby. You know I got soul.com. Thanks for holding me down every time, y'all. For real, for real. Thomas, my brother right here, thank you so much.
Man, first of all, I gotta say, I'm not gonna act like I'm not a fan in this interview. Because I absolutely am. You know what I mean?
Well, you
killed that performance. That makes me even more just amazed by how much of a legend you are. And I know you've been hearing it the whole night, but you really are a legend.
Oh, well, thank you so much, sir.
From someone who was 25.
Yeah.
So the two albums that came out, I wasn't even born yet, your first two. You know what
I'm saying? Right, right, right.
But now.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy just how much of a legend you are. So it's an honor to talk to you. It's an honor for you to be on the platform.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you so much for that, man.
So yeah. My first question, man, I got to say, just to go back to maybe in 25, the feel to keep inspiring the new generation. I know, like, for example, Brent Faiyaz said you're one of his main.
Oh, yeah.
Is your main influences.
That's incredible, man. It's incredible when someone like Brent Faiyaz, you know, recognizes me, or a Drake, or, you know, any of these guys who've, you know, sampled my music in any way, however you've related to my music, and you've, you know, you've had your own relationship with it. It's a beautiful thing, man. I feel so, you know, so proud to be still a part of this, and in the way that I am a part of it. Because it's more than just a musical style. It's a whole culture that goes with this music. It's a whole lifestyle that goes with the music. I mean, we're living and breathing this music. You know, it's not just for show. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a beautiful thing. So about the music, it's like I'm representing R&B to the fullest, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think the reason for that is because your music's just, it's timeless. You know what I'm saying? It's timeless, man. And that's why I'm excited for the new album to come.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Always excited to hear what's coming from you.
Yeah.
And it's rare, I feel, that artists get more popular as they grow older and then their catalog begins to age. But with you, I feel like it's the opposite, man. Like,
wow,
more and more people are getting put onto you who love R&B, you know?
I love it, man. I love the fact that I might have been a slow burn for some folks, you know, that I wasn't, you know, oversaturated in a way where people got enough of me and they're like, all right, I heard him every 5 seconds. Yeah. You know, this is something where I feel like if you gravitate towards it, you know, it's coming from a real true place, and I am a real guy here, you know, making this music from my heart. So as long as I'm here on the planet, this is my purpose to do this. So it's really, we just have this relationship that continues, you know, the listener and you know, me, the creator of the music, it wouldn't really be no energy behind what I do if I didn't have someone to do it for. I mean, I love making music and song crafting. But I think that when you know that there's people out there who are eager to hear what you're doing, it makes you really put your all into it and want to make it the absolute best you can make it. And it's not time to release until it's absolutely perfect to your ears and you can't make any sort of changes anymore. You're just like, okay, I've reached the glass ceiling now. It's time to break through and break on through the other side and release this thing, you know?
I can see that your soul, your whole essence is in your music, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And that's an absolute fact. So just tell me, what inspired you to, 10 years later, put an album out? Like, when did it click for you? Were you just working that whole time? You're like, finally, let me just do this? Or
yeah. Well, first of all, it's far too long, in my opinion, to take of a time to, you know, in terms of the intervals between the albums. And, but because of unforeseen circumstances, which was COVID. Yeah. When we first put the first two singles out, we just managed to do that right before the COVID, you know, the whole pandemic situation, which really shut us down for 2 years. And then we got back into the groove of things. And, but as soon as we got back into the groove of things, the live shows just came in flooding everything. So it gave me zero time to really be at home and really perfect my album. Hence the reason why there's only 11 songs on the album. It's very short and sweet and very precise of a record, because I gave you exactly what I wanted to give you this time, and nothing more, nothing less. It's very, very precise. And I'm excited about all the features we have on the album as well, you know. We've got Alex Isley on the album. Tank is on the album on the first single, Waiting On You. We got Donnell Jones on the the album on the single Understand, which is one of the first singles that we released from the album, as well as Rick Ross is on the album. And excited to do a collab. I have done a collaboration with him. Just everybody who's on the album is an absolute legend. So it's wonderful to collaborate in this way, man. You know, 24 brings some fresh new music to people. You know,
actually, it's a crazy lineup.
Thank you.
2024 to hear all those come back, and I think it's gonna be an outstanding project.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, I produced and wrote, I'd say, the majority of the album. It's like 90% me as far as the production. And Brady Watt features on the first single, Waiting on You. He produced the track for that. So big up Brady Watt. And I want to big up Tank as well for being on the song. You know, he's an incredible part of that song and integral part of what makes that song so great. And really took it over the top for me. It, you know, surpassed all my expectations. So it's nice to be back with some new music, but even more so when you can share the spotlight with, you know, somebody that you guys have earned your flowers together, you know, and it's taken a lot of years of dedication, a lot of performing, and a lot of writing. So Tank reminds me a lot of myself in terms of the way that, how involved with his music he is. So for him to compliment me in this way, by really loving what I did, what I wrote, and not wanting to change it, but just add to it and just, you know, just go in. Yeah, man, he killed it.
And that brings me to my next question, actually. Like, you just mentioned the writing and producing it. Has it gotten harder or easier for you? Like, you find yourself running into a wall, like, damn, I made this already, like, 20 years ago, I feel like I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Is it hard to innovate, or do you feel like you're more comfortable now?
I feel more comfortable now, and much more like the times now are even more eclectic than they were in terms of like the audience. We have much more of an eclectic, open audience to so many different genres now are okay to sort of like collaborate with R&B, you know, that there's a far more of an open eared audience in this day and age than there was in the 90s. Although I love the fact that we were innovating back then. We were collaborating hip hop with R&B for the first time, and radio stations didn't want to play rap that played R&B, and R&B didn't want to play, you know what I'm saying? So it was an interesting time to be a part of something where you were kind of new and fresh, and no one else was sort of following in them same footsteps. You know, when Tupac and I put out Are You Still Down, that was a very, very trailblazer record. You know, no one told us it was okay to collaborate, and we just sort of did it. And this is, you know, before any sort of like collaborating between, I think that, you know, you saw race, you know, interracial collaborations in terms of like black and white people working together. But at the time, there wasn't a whole lot of that. And especially with a rapper like Tupac collaborating with, you know, an R&B guy. I mean, he had done stuff with Danny Boy and things like that, but no one of my persuasion and my, you know what I mean?
Not for sure.
My background. So it was like really dope for him to take me under his wing and say, let's collaborate, you know, and trust that I was going to bring something that was dope. And I think he knew even before we got in the studio that we were going to make some classic. So yeah, no, it's situations like that that I live for, you know, that whole innovation and collaborating. Let's take some chances. Let's take some risks, you know?
I love to hear that just because, like I said, I'm 25, so I don't know what was going on back then, but to hear the story and just, because the song, obviously, it's to this day out there.
Yeah, thank you.
And now it feels like you're right there, you know what I mean? Like, I still have a spot still in the pocket.
Yeah, man.
So it's just amazing. To go back to the album, Waiting on You, and the single with Tank, I'm just curious, like, how is the rest of the album going to sound? Is it similar to that vibe?
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off, but comparing it to Stronger Every Day with the single with Tank, I'm really feeling this more, which is great.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
It's not the first time that, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that about Stronger Every Day, because that was the first time that Tank and I had collaborated.
Of course.
He wrote and produced a song, For Me Called Lately, on there that was a single from that album. He also did a collaboration with me on a song I wrote, produced, called Stronger Every Day, which was the title for the, you know, title track for the album. And he came and wrote his verses, and based off of what I was telling him the subject matter was about. I was like, let's reminisce about our old shorties, you know what I mean? And how it used to be when life was simple before we got into the industry. And, you know, and I was like, all right, I'm going to talk about my prom night. You know what I mean? I'm going like way back.
Oh, yeah, way back.
You know, to high school. And then he went in on some like modern day times where he's like, you know, it used to be this. Now it's, you know, it used to be watching, you know, videos. I forget what the lyrics say, but it's like, now it's like flat screens and jacuzzis, videos and video groupies. You know, like, you know, it was a really dope lyric. And, but like, you know, just the fact that we've been able to relate to one another all these years is a really beautiful thing. And, you know, I tip my hat to him because he's always making me pay attention and turning my head, like, in terms of like, okay, what you, man, oh, that is fire. What is that? You know, TGT, what? Okay. You know, new Tank record, you know, coming, not, you know, he doesn't take too long to put some new music out. So that really motivates me to want to put music out, you know, as a guy who really, you know, does this, you know what I mean? Still. I'm still going hard, baby.
Now, it's really cool to hear that he's influencing you still. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're still being, we're taking influence from other people. So
absolutely.
My next question, I always talk to the younger artists, right? That's usually my thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm always asking, like, who are you referencing on this album? Were you listening to people? Your name obviously comes up many times because we love you.
Thank you.
But were you referencing anybody in this new album? Maybe even younger artists, if you paid attention to them, or were you just going straight back to the 70s, the 80s, and 90s?
Yeah, I think so. This is a kind of, I'm paying homage to a lot of the styles that I love, that I'm listening to currently at the house, you know, a lot of 70s and 80s music. And at the same time, the 90s is sort of like the era that won't go away from me, you know? It's just like those chords, those, that sensibility, but with you know, with some updating, you know, with the rhythms, with the track, in terms of like my sonics and the sound selection and the programming of the drums and things like that. You can always update and find new ways of flipping things, you know what I mean? So it's still fresh and new for people, or it doesn't sound dated.
You know, this atmosphere right now with TikTok and all this new generational stuff, like, has that crossed your mind when making the project? Are you trying to appeal to that at all, or are you still, again, trying to be yourself?
Yeah, no, TikTok doesn't really come into my playing field because I didn't start in that era, or yeah, even that wasn't even something that I've ever even been. Like, I just started TikToking, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's still a new platform for me, but at the same time, it's a very, very awesome platform to be able to broadcast my, you know, my music and let everybody know I'm here doing this.
Gotta grab the mic and ask you a question real quick, because I just gotta say, first off, I love where you're at right now as an artist. You know, I've been covering you for, it's been 15 years now.
Yes, it has.
But man, like, I've watched you evolve and grow. What I'm most impressed about where you're at now is like how much love you're getting from other artists and respect.
Fine.
Because like when I look back at your generation, there's a lot of artists who have just kind of fizzled out. But it feels like you're getting the recognition you deserve from artists because of your talents, because of the timeless music. So talk about, what does that mean?
I mean, like, you know, just getting to be able to have the collaborations that I've been able to do on this album and have people show love, like Alex Isley show me the love that she showed me on this album, just coming through the crib, no questions asked, no holds barred, just let's get it, you know. And she also loved what I wrote for her and didn't want to change it or anything. She just complimented. That's the biggest compliment to me, is when, you know, another artist gets it, especially of her caliber or Tank's caliber, or Donnell Jones's caliber. It's, you know, it's just a reflection that I'm still refining what I'm doing. And I didn't ever get comfortable in the sense of like, okay, let me just halfway tap the gas a little bit. Nah, my foot's on the gas and I'm you know, I'm pumping that thing. So, you know, it's the intention is there to make great music, and it's still, proof is in the pudding with the songwriting, you know. It's all about just, can I still make them feelings come to you, you know what I'm saying? Come into your mind and your heart, you know? And if I'm going to broadcast anything around the world right now, it's the message of love, you know? It's the message of relationships and intimacy and romanticism, because that's what I feel like we're missing the most of right now. You know, we're missing the chivalry, you know? We're missing the sensitivity, and we're missing the primary example of what these kids need to grow up and get an experience with, which is love. You know, the think about the youth, you know, that's who we really need to pass the old traditions on, so, too, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad to be a part of that tradition, you know, keeping that alive.
Mm-hmm. That you do this for Alex Ivey on the album. So, yeah. You know, I gotta know, is there anybody else that you wrote the boat to still working with? I know you recently did.
Yeah.
So is there any more artists that come to this generation?
Absolutely, man. You know, I'm a big fan of so many different people right now. But, you know, Lucky Day is up there with, you know, her. I mean, you know, you look at, like, Daniel Caesar. The list is so vast, you know. Dexter, what's his name? Oh, man, I'm always forgetting his name. But, you know, there's so many different guys out right now. I mean, I'd love to collaborate with even some more mainstream acts, like the Weeknd. I feel like would be a really incredible collaboration for us to write together. And I'm still waiting on my real collaboration with Drake. You know what I'm saying? So let's get in the lab and do it for real. No, I mean, it's really open. Anything can happen. And I mean, I love it when the MCs holler back. Like, there's a rumor that me and Dave East might get in soon. And make, you know, I know we both express mutual respect for one another's music. So when that happens, usually that's the precursor to a collaboration happening. So yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to maybe doing that soon. And what else? I'm actually doing a show called Collabs coming up. I'm going to be collaborating with a young up-coming aspiring artist. She's a female, and she's you know, she's kind of like an Erykah Badu almost, like, type of voice. So that's going to be a cool thing to show people, you know. It should be a series, I think, coming up on Netflix. It's called Collabs. So yeah, look out for that. And new album is my main thing. We're doing a full tour for this album, so catch me in a city near you very soon.
Absolutely. We're supporting the brand, showing mutual respect with us. We love you. We're always going to keep bringing your name up in R&B, and I'm looking forward to everything you're doing and everything you already did in the past.
Thank you so much. You know I got soul, baby. You know I got soul.com. Thanks for holding me down every time, y'all. For real, for real. Thomas, my brother right here, thank you so much.